This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I need somebody to do a hand clap. Yes!
Give me the microphone first so I could bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two loked out G's going crazy. And no limit slash death row slash whoever is the label that pays, man.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble.
Bilal and Amar. Man, we all together, you know you're in trouble.
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Baby.
Alright, this take is unusable now.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about Sira.
No.
What? Yes, it's going.
It's going.
It's recording,
man.
Bro.
This is the green light show.
No. Okay, welcome to Ride Along. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, with Ahmad and Yokahari.
Yokahari.
Sponsored by the new BlackBerry Passport.
Woo!
Not really, though.
I think he's the only one.
They just got some free publicity. By the way, if you want to get at Kahari, get at him on BBM. He's the only person still on it.
It's like me and four other people.
Right? Yeah.
Topic that we want to talk about is debt as slavery.
D-E-B-T.
You know what? I remember one of my colleagues. I would say she's a fellow millennial.
What is that?
A millennial. Ages between...
What's a fellow millennial?
Fellow millennial.
Oh, a fellow millennial. Got it.
Yes.
Oh, that's what that was.
A fellow millennial.
A fellow millennial.
I thought that was one of your marketing terms to describe a specific demographic of millennials.
I thought that was when you cross-contaminate chicken.
Cross-contaminate chicken.
Salmonella.
Okay.
Ah?
Yeah.
Get it?
So now...
Back to debt.
So a colleague of mine, we were sharing an office at work. So she basically gives like this in the middle of the day, just sighs. Like,
we're talking an open air office for all of you whose minds went astray right there.
No.
Open office.
It was an office
place.
With an open door.
All right, stop describing. I'm trying to save you.
You're trying to
drown you. So
paint us up in the corner. Yeah.
So anyway, so she just sighs. Like, I'm like, what's up? And she goes, I just paid off my student loans. I can just imagine for the last 10 years, almost, maybe, just working towards paying off that debt and finally being free of that burden. And it's because of student loans and many other debts, like the whole lifestyle of, you know, you pay for college, you pay for your car, you pay for your house. And by the time you're 30, you have like, you're up to your eyebrows in debt.
And everybody thinks you're doing well. They're like, wow, this brother, mashallah, he's got a nice car, nice house. And the guy's got
and little did they know,
a cannonball tied to a chain tied to his throat.
Little did they know, he's a paycheck away from being broke.
Not just being broke, being bankrupt.
Even if the only debt that they have is student loans, that's still huge. You know, we're talking
30K.
That's like being conservative, right? Some people... 150. Like, yeah, it's a good chunk of change. How many years or decades then might it take? Like, people spend 30 years paying off $150,000 house mortgage. And then they're going to be spending that same, spending the time paying off their student loans.
So what is your solution, Bilal? What is your solution?
My solution?
Yes.
My solution was to go to school part-time.
Mm.
And not
is that even possible?
What do you mean that's that possible?
Is that even possible? Like, is that even socially accepted?
Well, you work full time. Pay it. Work. Go to school part time.
And how long did that take you?
7 years. 7.5 years. Something like that. No student loan debt.
So you worked full time and went to school part time?
Yeah, pretty much. The other problem was also because...
let's not go into the other problems and stuff like that.
What? My inability to take more than 4 classes at a time and pass.
No.
So...
So the point being is that is an actual real option.
Yeah.
I mean, work full-time and go to school part-time.
I mean, I know several people who have done that.
Being smothered by seatbelt.
Other folks, what they have done is that they worked full-time.
But you weren't receiving financial aid?
Well, the first year, I received full financial aid. That's why I was going to school full-time. Yeah. Second year, I got half financial aid. So I continued going to school full-time. Third year, I wasn't receiving any financial aid. I ended up going down to maybe 1 or 2 classes at a time. But I was taking classes throughout the year. So fall, winter, spring, summer, just just classes just throughout over the course of those 7 years.
Gahari, you know, with regards to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he established the state in Medina and he wanted that community to be strong and economically viable, you know how real it got?
How real did it get?
How real it got was that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anyone who died in debt, he wouldn't pray over him.
Wow. That's serious, man.
That's how you build a community that is free from the shackles of debt. You're trying to build a free real society. Consequences.
Spiritual consequences.
I mean, but it holds other people like accountable, I mean, next to you accountable too, not just like letting one person.
But then the question is, what do you do when debt becomes an epidemic? I mean, it's one thing because education, the society and culture is they're not in a lifestyle of a you know, rented living. Mm-hmm. You know, like they don't rent the lifestyle, but that wasn't the culture at the time. So even if somebody was in debt, you know, it wasn't like it wasn't socially acceptable to be so.
Yeah, versus nowadays.
Nowadays, it's like your car, your home, if you bought a home, and your education. Indeed. It's all rented.
Yeah, but that's where going against the grain is something that's positive.
True.
You know, or creating a subculture of success, because we know what success is. You know, we're the ones who it was defined for us. And well, we were taught how to be successful. Yeah, we've been given guidance and we've been given the way to have the most, like, real successful lives, not fake successful lives where a person appears to be successful.
50 Cent.
And then you realize later that, you know, they're worth 50 Cent. You know what I mean? Although I don't believe he's worth that. Come on, man.
$4 million, man.
Nah,
all of four
billion. Please, whatever, man. Just declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably declaring bankruptcy because he wants to get out of that settlement. And the net assets that he has is less than what the settlement is requiring him to pay.
Therefore, I think that's what he's claiming, but the dude's worth like 300, 400 million.
Well, that's what the appearance was, but when the papers came forth in the court, he's like, this is what I'm worth.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's been in bankruptcy three times. Doesn't seem broke to me.
Well, except Donald Trump's, he had massive assets and he also had even greater... more massive.
Actually, he lost a lot. His father was a really good business dude. When his dad died, he lost all of like his assets and whatever. Yep. Show you how bad of a businessman he really is. Mm. But people don't really realize that.
They want him to run the American economy.
Yeah, like, okay, let you lose a bunch of it.
You know, one thing though I can say that I respect, when he said, you know, fine, I lost it all, but all I need is time. I'll get it all back.
Yeah,
but as long as I have time.
Listen, I will never respect Donald Trump.
There you go.
I mean, I'm just saying, Rick.
He has nothing to respect.
The attitude.
Like nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
He has nothing. Zero. Nothing.
I mean, if anything, I would say he's being deliberate about the way he's approaching the whole political Republican.
He's being deliberate how he talk about everything.
Deliberately unethical and deliberately.
I mean, I'm not saying, again, can you use these strategies in an unethical way and be effective? Yes. What do you think? What are your thoughts about on debt? How do you move a community forward in a positive direction, out and away from a debt-based lifestyle? That's the question of the day. Let us know. Assalamu alaikum.